Visit Paul Wilson of Credit Cafe. Right now, we're both listening to Practical Defense. And come to think of it, that's really weird. For me, I mean, honestly, there's a good chance that I'm not really listening to it at the exact same moment you are. But in essence, we are both listening to it at the same time. I'm listening to it now.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Addix, and this is episode 241, Serial Numbers. This week, we hear from Glenn, a law enforcement officer in Nevada, on the subject of serial numbers and stolen property recovery. His email was fantastic, so I'm just going to read it and add one comment at the end. So here we go. Alex, as a street cop in southern Nevada, I receive a number of complaints of thefts and burglaries. One of the things that most people do not have that greatly increases the likelihood of their property being recovered and the offenders being brought to justice are serial numbers. Most property crimes are drug-related, and as such, the offenders are looking to turn the property into cash quickly. Pawn shops, nothing more than a legal fence, offer quick cash for property and receive a lot of stolen property as a result. Having serial numbers makes it easy to locate items at pawn shops. In addition, higher value items and firearms can be entered into the NCIC stolen property database. It doesn't take much time or effort to record the serial numbers. Simply grab a notepad and go from room to room and write down the make, the manufacturer, model, model number 2 if available, general description, and of course, the serial number. Don't forget small devices such as iPods, cameras, and GPS units in addition to power tools and other articles in the garage. Be careful on where you choose to store your data. Keeping it in a small fire safe that many people store documents in would be a great idea if the safe is bolted to the structure. Otherwise, in most burglaries, they don't waste time opening the safe. They simply take the whole thing. Keeping the data on a computer poses the risk of loss of the data should the computer be stolen. I had a burglary victim who kept all of their data on a thumb drive that they kept hidden in a desk drawer. It was a good idea until the day he was burglarized and also happened to be the day that he left the thumb drive in the computer. As you would guess, it and the computer were gone when he got home. One of the tools that I personally use is Google Docs and Google Drive service. For those not aware of these offerings, it's a service offering from Google that includes remote storage of data in addition to a word processor and spreadsheet program that's accessible from almost any internet-connected computing device or smartphone. Not only does this grant the security of protecting the data off-site, but it also increases the availability of it to you should you need it while you're away from home. For example, you're on vacation in Hawaii, or Las Vegas if you're from Hawaii, and your high-dollar digital camera is stolen, you can access the information on it from the Google Docs server through a smartphone. That information can then be immediately added to the police report instead of waiting until you return home and then forwarding that information to the agency you filed the original theft report with. There have been instances where I've located items in pawn shops within a few hours of their theft. For those items that don't have a serial number, such as home-built computers, for which you want to assign one, there is what's known as an owner-applied number, or OAN. A restriction of an OAN is that they must be unique if they are entered into the NCIC stolen property database. So don't grab an engraver and start scribing your driver's license number onto everything and think that you're all set. While having this is better than nothing and would be considered an other mark or identifier, a better method would be to use your driver's license number followed by a dash and an incrementing number. For example, 12345678-9-1. 12345678-2, and -3, and -4, and so on. When it comes to jewelry, photographs are very useful, as well as any record of any inscriptions, even if it's just the jeweler's name inside of a ring. Many times, and by fences I mean pawn shops, we'll record the inscription or other markings present on jewelry, making it easier to search for. A photograph of a diamond tennis bracelet you're reporting as stolen makes it much easier to locate and identify as being yours than simply describing it as a diamond tennis bracelet and trying to identify it versus another stolen bracelet that was also pawned with your stolen iPod. As mentioned earlier, having a record of serial numbers doesn't guarantee an article's return, but it greatly increases the likelihood of it being returned to you should it get located. And while it doesn't prevent the device from being stolen in the first place, it does make it possible to locate and prosecute the thieves, which in turn can prevent subsequent property offenses in your community from occurring. In some cases, garages and storage units from quote-unquote professional burglary crews have been located with a number of property items, but without serial numbers, it can be hard to identify the rightful owners. Thanks for that amazing insight, Glenn. That is some great information on what happens to items after they're stolen. One suggestion I made years ago in an early episode to help identify items is to video your property. And this can be easier than taking photographs sometimes. You can walk through your home, show the items, talk about them, zoom in on the serial numbers while reading them aloud. This is also good evidence and a description of the items for both recovery and insurance purposes. The video is not uploaded to the cloud as easily as photographs, but it can make the task less daunting. As Glenn mentioned, you need to store your recordings and documentation in a secure place that will not be stolen or destroyed in a disaster, along with the items themselves. Also, these days, you don't even need a full video camera. Most cell phones will take good quality video. Just be certain that your video is not automatically uploaded to your Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter feeds. Lighting and a steady hand is very important for capturing clear images of the serial numbers. So, that'll do it for this week, and thanks again to Glenn for sending in that amazing email. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I am Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at security.palladium-education.com for all the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense Tip or Comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. The Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.